Hello.
Hello. I'm looking. Can you speak to Brian Dormeyer?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, my name is Will from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. Mr. Dormeyer, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a couple
okay.
of minutes?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And back in 2020 presidential election, that you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
I'm a white guy, sir.
Thank you. May I ask how old are you? What is your age?
41.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on for each. I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you for them to have, for them to focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. Making housing more affordable.
10.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
10. I'm sorry, they're all 10s for me.
No worries. That's okay. What about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
Thank you very much. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, if you never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
90.
Okay, thank you. The Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
80.
80, okay. Republicans in Congress?
1.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. I want to read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it's not important at all. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
I'll say 8.
Yeah, there's a lot of
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
5.
Okay. Preventing underage tobacco use.
3.
Okay. Banning different tobacco products for adults.
0.
Thank you. Next question. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Oh, no.
I don't support it, no.
Okay. Do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Oppose.
That will be somewhat or strongly opposed?
I'd say strongly. For adults,
thank you.
Adults can do whatever they want.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Probably more benefit, but like I said, I think personal freedom.
Would you say that that will be much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Okay, when it comes to the tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus efforts on? Number one, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. The second one. Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing. Okay, you want me to read it?
I'm sorry, buddy. I thought you cut out. I thought you had finished.
No, the second one. Let me read the second one, then you decide which one you want, the first one or the second one.
Okay.
So the second one is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can and won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. First or second?
First one, because I would tax it.
Okay. Now I'd like to read to you some things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned with that outcome?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. More dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind?
Somewhat.
Okay, and immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare,
mm-hmm.
Social Security, public education, and tobacco control.
Very concerned.
Okay, thank you. We almost done now. I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please
rate
each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you don't agree at all with the statement. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give the authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. 0 to 10.
I agree with that. 10.
Okay, thank you. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol. It failed with marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Prohibition
mm-hmm.
doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed.
10.
Thank you. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions and other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibitions, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
Ten.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
No, do not support that.
So you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose the ban.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No. Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm. Thank
okay.
you.
That will be much more or somewhat more.
After listening to all of these questions, I really think it would be somewhat more.
Okay, thank you. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
Zero impact.
Okay, have no. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Beer?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco, such as dip or
no. No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No, sir.
Soda pop?
No, sir.
Cigars?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No, no tobacco or nicotine.
Cigarettes, coffee?
Coffee.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Wine?
No.
No, okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The last few questions, what is the last year schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
Postgraduate.
Okay, thank you. Are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated,
married.
Divorced, widow? Thank you.
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Do you consider yourself wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle.
Middle. Okay, thank you. Are you mm-hmm. or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe mm-hmm. the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time. You have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.